Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 1st, 2014. Today is Tuesday in the fourth week of Lent. The lesson from Mark today is like deja vu all over again. Let me set the scene. Jesus and his disciples are with a multitude of people out in a wilderness area. Jesus has been teaching them, according to the text, for 3 days. And now he says to his disciples, we've got to feed these folks. Since they've been out here for 3 days and they haven't had anything to eat, they'll faint on their way back home. And the disciples say, how can one feed these people with bread here in the desert? That's the question they asked. Now here's why this feels like deja vu. Just a few chapters back, and in our way of reading the gospel through Lent just a few days ago, Jesus and the disciples and a multitude were in the wilderness. The people were hungry. Jesus has this conversation with the disciples about feeding the people, and they say, are we supposed to go to town and buy some bread? And Jesus says, what do you have? Well, they have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus takes the loaves and the fish. He blesses them. He breaks them. He distributes the food. And there are 12 baskets full of leftovers after having fed 5,000 men plus women and children. I don't know, but if I had gathered up 12 baskets full of leftovers and seen that many people fed with those meager resources, perhaps I wouldn't have asked Jesus the question today, how are we going to feed these people? Perhaps I wouldn't have asked that question. At any rate, they ask it, how are we going to feed these people? And Jesus says, how many loaves do you have? And they say, 7. And so we get a repeat. He blesses the loaves. He breaks the loaves. He distributes the loaves. And we don't know exactly how many fish there were, but according to the text, there were a few fish. So bread and fish on the menu again today, and this time there are 7 baskets full of leftovers, 7 sort of God's number of completion in the texts of Scripture, and the number fed are 4,000 people. And the disciples asked, how are we going to feed these people? Well, Bible scholars think that this is simply a duplicate story. The way they explain the similarities and the disparities in the stories, to say there were probably simply 2 different accounts of the same event, and Mark put both accounts in. And this helps explain away why apparently the disciples ask a dumb question in today's text. Because after all, if you had seen Jesus feed a multitude once before, wouldn't you have faith that he would do it again? Or at least could do it again. And that's the thing that I ponder as I think about this text. Beyond the historical critical stuff about whether or not it's a duplicate story, whether it's just another way of talking about the same event, what if it is sequential? Doesn't that say something about the human condition? Sure, Jesus, you provided once before, but we've forgotten about that already. What about now? How are you going to provide for us now? And I think that is a struggle for those of us who would be followers of Jesus. We are so quick to forget the ways in which we have received God's provision. Sure, we had enough then, but this is now. Sure, we managed to do some good ministry then, but this is now. Sure, we experienced God's movement in our midst back then, but this is now. Will you be able to do it again, Jesus? Will you be able to help us out of this jam again? That is something I think that is a struggle for disciples of any age. How do we continue to trust that Jesus can provide? And how do we have the ability to sort of remember what God has done in the past and celebrate that? Good questions, I think, to reflect upon. Again, I'm just thinking about, all right, you saw all of this happened and you still can't quite wrap your head around that it could happen again. And in that way, we are very much like those first followers of Jesus. One other thing. On today's cover photo that I'm using to identify this particular Lenten diary episode, I've included a picture of all of the food we have collected here at Trinity Church over the last several weeks for the Milwaukee Hunger Task Force. Over 1,400 pounds of it. There is hunger all around us, and it is a multitude of people. And so we've brought to church and to Jesus, we've brought the resources that we, at this time and place, as followers of Jesus in Wauwatosa, we've brought the resources that we have at this moment. My prayer is that the bread of heaven will take that 1,400 pounds of food, that as we've blessed it, that as it is distributed, that people will be fed, that their hungers will be satisfied. And who knows, maybe in some odd and understated way, they will experience the love of God and the provision of Jesus even in their own wilderness of suffering and distress. I do believe that Jesus provides. I believe it even when I struggle to believe it. And I trust that God's provision will always be enough. Let us pray. O God, with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Quench our thirst with living water, and flood our darkened minds with heavenly light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.